Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So welcome to Take It or Leave It, an advice-ish podcast where we don't do anything correctly. I just woke up because I forgot it was Thursday. I'm one of your hosts, Meredith Masony.
Your eyes were not open one singular time during that whole intro.
I'm not awake yet.
I'm your other host, Tiffany Jenkins. This podcast will discuss all things marriage, motherhood, and everything in between. Please remember, we're not professionals at anything you may actually need. So any advice we give you, you can take
or leave because it might be crap. On today's episode of Take It or Leave It, we're going to talk about my son's upcoming graduation, the letter that I got in the mail from the HOA saying they're going to fine me $1,000 for my son fishing in a pond. And
it's the lady.
Oh my God. And just some random shit that's going on and whatever Tiff's got on her plate. So
yeah, I've got some HOA stuff.
Do you?
Yeah, bitch.
Oh, good. Let's fucking burn them to the ground today because I am so angry.
Well,
I don't know who this is that's calling.
Answer
me.
It. Live on air. Hi,
hello.
Meredith. We have your hemorrhoid cream.
Hello. Must have been spam.
Lame.
Oh, no. It went I clicked the button to go straight to voicemail.
Nice.
Whoops.
Whoops-a-daisy.
Whoops. Anyway. All right. So my HOA situation, we've talked about this. We've got the down the street who has reported my kid for
fishing.
Oh, it was just them calling to tell me I have a dentist appointment. Nothing fun. Because my kid has been fishing in the pond across the street. So then I don't know if I updated you that a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month or so ago, in the middle of the night, a no fishing sign appeared right across from our house. Literally, I can look through my window and see the no fishing sign that they put up, right? So I continued to allow him to fish because I was like, this is stupid bullshit. And this lady is being a real and a half and whatever. So then yesterday I get a letter from the HOA saying that my son has been trespassing and has now become a nuisance. And if I do not, if he does not cease fishing, they will fine me $1,000 a day. because he is ruining the very delicate ecosystem in the lake because catch and release causes fish to die.
Okay.
And so I was like, oh, motherfuckers, now I'm coming. Now you've awoken the demons of my soul.
Oh.
And I am going to come. There's an HOA meeting on.
Oh, God.
And it is going to be. I'm going to end up on the internet on a video. Like
no.
There's no way around it. So I went to the HOA bylaws, opened up the document, read all of them. Guess what's not a bylaw?
Fishing.
Fishing in the lakes. There's no law against it. There are no rules against it. So I went and knocked on the door of one of the board members, whom I know, gave him a little nickety knock. And I said, hey, I just got this letter and I'm confused because I just read the bylaws and the amendments and I read the articles of incorporation and nowhere does it state that fishing is against the rules of the HOA. He goes, no, it does not. I said, so how is it that you guys are going to fine me for my child trespassing, which, by the way, he knocked on the door of the homeowner's yard that he walks through every time, and they gave permission, so he's not trespassing, by the way. And so he's like, yeah, so the meeting on May 16th is actually to propose a law to ban fishing in the neighborhood because of your son.
Shut the front door. You are the meeting, bitch.
So I said, oh, it's on. So now I have created a petition.
Oh, Jesus.
And I am going door to door to every house in the HOA. And I am going to ask them to add a bylaw to the books on our HOA that states any HOA resident may fish in the lakes in our community. If they agree with that, I need them to sign and give me their address. I am going to take that petition to the meeting, and I am going to pop off like a motherfucker, because this is the most ridiculous thing. I have lived in Florida my whole life, okay? The delicate ecosystem that we have in that pond is fucking bass and sunnies. They live everywhere, okay? This is not like we have some endangered species over in that lake. Catch and release does not kill fish. It doesn't. There's no fish kill in the pond. There's no dead fish lying around stinking up the area. They're like, oh, well, you could create an algae bloom. Fuck off. Maybe if I we'd have some chemical imbalances, but no, we're not going to have an algae bloom. So it's on. It's on so fucking hard. It's on.
We are such different people, Meredith. Like, I would just be like, all right, bud, no more fishing. Mm-mm. You're running for president.
No. I do not want to be president of the HOA. But what I do want is for them to suffer the burns of a thousand suns. And I will bring that energy to the meeting on because it's ridiculous that you're going to tell these kids. So, and these are the same people. I want to make a statement that these are the same people that bitch and complain about teenagers being on their phones too much, playing too many video games, and causing, you know, chaos and destruction in the neighborhoods. And it's like they're outside fishing, doing a hobby. They're not hurting anybody. They're not hurting anybody.
Except for the ecosystem.
Okay. And so I brought that point up. I said, okay, HOA member, who I'm not going to name on this podcast, if the ecosystem is the issue because you stock the pond, what does that cost? Because it's very easy. We could add that as a line item to each member to what? Increase it by $2 quarterly to help stock the ponds? No problem. Let's sign it off. Everybody pays $2 extra a quarter or whatever it is when you look at it. Because all you have to do then is go figure out what the issue is, the money problem. And if it's stocking the ponds because you're saying it's a potential threat, then we can help pay for that.
Do you think it's fair to make everybody pay for that?
If they agree.
Well, yeah, but like if they don't give a shit.
If they don't give a shit and we take it to the meeting on the and the board still outvotes us, then that's the bylaw. But if I get a majority of people that I go door to door with and I bring it to them.
Meredith, you're going to.
What?
You're literally going to go door to door?
Yeah. It's outrageous. It's outrageous to tell a group of kids. It's not my kid. My kid is not the only kid that wants to fish. There's nothing wrong with fishing. They're not being a nuisance. They're not being destructive. They've found a hobby that they enjoy.
Right.
It's ridiculous that you want to be such. And here's the thing. If this is what is so bothersome to you. So he says to me yesterday, he goes, well, a lot of people have come to me and said that the reason they don't want him fishing in the backyard is because it makes their dogs bark and they don't want to listen to their dogs bark. I said, well, you know what? Maybe they should tell their dogs to shut the fuck up. Meredith. I don't think he appreciated the conversation.
Oh My gosh. Wait, so do you have like a posse?
I'm working on a posse as we speak. So there's another mom who has a couple of boys who like to fish, and I'm going to go meet her today, and I'm going to show her the petition, and I'm going to ask her if she'll take a group of houses. And then that way we can kind of divide and conquer. And maybe
What does your husband say?
Oh, it's on. It's team effort.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, this is not okay. This is not okay. They're not doing anything wrong. These people are they want to rule with an iron fist, and this is not like fucking communist Russia, okay? This is not it's just so ridiculous. And the thing is you know, and so I went on this rant yesterday online, obviously, because I was all fired up when I got the letter. And somebody was like, well, it's your fault for moving into an HOA. And I'm like, sure. However, in this area, and almost most areas now, where like everything's in an HOA these days, like unless I move to property, like land, which I can't afford and don't want because I don't want to own land, every neighborhood has some sort of a board of representation now. Like, that's just how it is. Around here, everybody's in an HOA.
Right.
And so it's just like, you know, I'm not saying all HOAs are bad. Probably just 99.9% are. You know, those are my personal feelings.
Wow, that's wild.
Yeah, I don't know. Annette makes a point. She says, my guess is the body of water belongs to the HOA. I don't know how you own a body of water.
By having it installed?
I don't know, because technically it's rain stormwater management water, right? That's filled by rainwater. So I'd have to look into that a little bit deeper. But I got to think about that. That's a point that I have to think about.
This is so funny to me. But what, like, a cool example for your kids to show them, like, don't just take shit lying down, fight. Like, I love that. I just would never.
I can't. There's nothing in me that is going to just blindly follow or allow somebody to tell me or my children what they can or cannot do when they're not being disrespectful or rude or really breaking any rules or laws or
guidelines.
Well,
they're being disrespectful and rude to the fish.
No, they're not. The fish are fine. Fishing is fine. It's catch and release. I'm just
saying, if we want to look at the full picture.
Okay.
Technically, I don't want to ruin your...
Anyway, so that's what is on my agenda for today. I have to finish my petition and go meet this other mom and see if she'll join my posse.
Please tell me you're going to get like matching shirts and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Start your own HOA militia.
Oh, like, my God.
Just start your own subsection of the HOA.
It just really bothers me because they're picking on the kids. That's what they're doing. They're being bullies and they're picking on the kids, and I'm not going to allow that.
I support you, Meredith.
Well, thank you. I had a couple of friends who live in the neighborhood, but they don't live in our HOA. That's the other thing. There's like 15 fucking HOAs in this neighborhood. And she's like, I'll sign your petition, but I don't think it counts. And I'm like, I appreciate it. It doesn't count, but thank you.
That's so funny. I wonder if the HOA people are going to listen to the podcast and be like, all right, guys, she's bringing the big guns May 16th. How can we prepare?
No, they know I'm coming. I'm an agenda item. They know I'm coming.
Can we please videotape it, Meredith? I'd really like to see it.
So everybody yesterday was like, will you please go live during the meeting? And I'm like, I don't think I'm allowed to do that. And Katie's like, I'll go live for you. Yeah.
Yes, please. No, I would really love it.
I don't think we can do that. But anyway, yeah. So I feel really bad. I'm starting to feel really guilty, self-imposed guilt for Matias's graduation party because I did not pay attention to the fact that I am hosting it the Friday of Memorial Day weekend. And so I've gotten a lot of people say they cannot come. And I'm so sad because it was, you know, like, first of all, it's a party to have a party because we just want to celebrate him and celebrate the fact that this is exciting and he's going off to college and all of the fun things. But selfishly as well, people give usually some form of a, you know, small monetary gift, and that goes into the kid's account for school, right? Mm-hmm. So you're like, okay, this is, it's going to be at least one way to kind of help him out, give him a little bit of money in his account for semester one. And we've had so many people RSVP that they can't come. And I never looked at the calendar to realize it was Memorial Day weekend. And people are like, we're going out of town Friday after school. We're not going to be there. We're going here. We're going. And I just feel so bad.
Just tell them where to send the checks.
Yeah, I can't do that. And what I was going to do, Dave wouldn't allow it. But when I had sent out the invites, I wanted to put his Venmo QR code in it. And Dave was like, you can't do that. It's tacky. And I'm like, yeah, but then people who can't come will probably be a little more prompted to send him a little bit of cash. And he wouldn't let me do it. And now I'm like, look, now half of our guest list isn't coming and he's not going to get a little gift from them. And so I felt terrible because I was like,
I have an idea.
That's stinky. So I just, I don't know.
I have an idea.
What?
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Why don't you create a Facebook event and send it to all the people who got paper invites and then make just a random post? We hope everybody can make it. If not, we'd really appreciate any if anybody can't make it but wants to send him well wishes or dollars, then click on this link and it can be like a donation portal.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do is just I'm just going to wait it out. I feel bad, but I have already, because my community is just so ridiculously supportive and amazing, they've already for months now been asking, can we have Matthias's Venmo? Because we, like, they're like, I had several people actually just email me directly, and they're like, I feel like Matthias is like a nephew because I've watched him grow up.
Yeah.
And I want to send him something. So at first I was like, no, there's no way I can post something. But I think I am going to post just a little something on my page to be like, this is clearly not expected.
Yes.
I'm only doing this because people have asked for it. If you have any inkling to give him some cash for book money or help towards tuition or whatever, that's great. If not, please don't feel obligated because it's not. But people have asked. But it's just, you know, the whole, it's not the whole point of the party. The point of the party is to celebrate him, for him to have a good time with his friends. His, you know, he's got a bunch of friends coming and things like that. And for us to celebrate it. But you also kind of just hope he gets a little bit of something in his little egg, because he can't have a job when he goes away because he's part of the track team.
That's so important. Put that in there.
Because, you know, the track season, even though it's the spring season, they start workouts and have practice in August. And then they have an indoor season and they go all year. So they don't really – they don't want them working, because it interferes with practice schedules and, you know, meets and stuff. So he can't go get a job. And there's, I feel bad because it's like, we can help pay for certain things, but like, I can't just give you endless amounts of money. Like I had to finish, like I still have to finish paying, you know, for parts of his housing agreements and things like that. And it's like, that's a lot of money. So I don't know.
Right.
So that was that. But I never put two and two together until a friend of mine texted back and she's like, it's Memorial Day weekend. And I went, what? And then I looked at the calendar and I went, you fucking idiot. So
I'm sorry.
I was like, what an idiot.
Well, you have a lot of shit going on in your defense.
I never thought about it. I didn't realize Mother's Day was next weekend until this past week.
Mother's Day is next weekend.
Yeah, it's the 12th. And I just never looked at the calendar. And then we were eating dinner and I saw them have a thing on the table that was like Mother's Day brunch, reserve now. And I was like, Mother's Day brunch? When is Mother's Day? And I went, oh my gosh, it's the 12th.
Mm.
Like I hadn't even looked, you know, I've been oblivious to so many things because I've just had my head in the laundry lady trenches. For so long, and I haven't been paying attention to much else. And then we've been working on a bunch of other stuff with the linen business and all these other things. Mm-hmm. So
my kids have a muffins with mom tomorrow.
Yay.
Dude, do you remember last year? Do you remember what I did? I'm so stupid, dude. I walked into the school and there was like a police officer and a teacher there and you know, they're checking everybody in. They're like, what are you here for? And because I'm just so stupid and obnoxious and have to make everything so weird, I'm like, what's up? I'm a mom and I'm here for the muffs.
Yeah.
And I fucking didn't realize it until it was out of my mouth how inappropriate and stupid it sounded. But that's tomorrow. It's been a whole year since then.
So are you going to go in and lead with the same intro or?
I have to. I would have gotten a shirt made that said I'm here for the muffs.
I was just going to say, why don't you have a shirt and just like a muffin top?
Here for the muffs.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
I love kids it. Are growing like weeds. They're at the age where they're insecure about things. And it's so interesting because I just want to nurture them and hug them and just tell them.
What are they insecure about?
The way they look.
Really?
Yeah. 8 and 9. Yeah. Yeah. Like Chloe will make comments about her weight or the way things fit her. Like she goes back and forth between being deliriously confident. Like, mom, every boy at the school has a crush on me. To being like, I can't wear those pants because my thighs touch each other when I wear them type deal. And I know that she's going to like, her weight's going to fluctuate like mine. She's built like me. And I'm trying to figure out the best, most delicate way to deal with it without giving her a complex. And it's very tricky because I just want to tell her you're beautiful, you're perfect, you're amazing. But I also know that none of that means shit if you don't feel it. So I got to get her into some kind of sport activity.
I think an activity is a great idea. And have you been like dialed in on the healthy food choices and stuff?
Yeah, we did really super amazing for a long time. And then I don't know what happened, probably just life. And we started getting lax again. But I used to just let her live her best life. And if she wanted seconds and thirds and fourths, I'm like, get it, girl. She wanted a snack before dinner, I'd let her have it. But now, like a family-wide, we don't just go in and grab snacks whenever we feel like it or whenever we're bored. Like, we're intentional about it. And so
yeah.
I monitor shit a lot better than I used to. But it's just the way her body... I mean, her and her brother eat the same exact things. They're the same exact people. Kaden has 0% body fat.
Well, yeah, it's a, did you, you know, you didn't watch it. So there's, Oprah just did this entire So everybody's been talking about Ozempic, Wegovy, semaglutides, like
Wegovy, Wegovy.
Wegovy. Sorry, I didn't know. I don't know what it's called, but yes, that. So anyway, I was flipping through the other day with, you know, trying to figure out what I was going to watch, and I saw Oprah pop up, and I was like, "Geez, Oprah hasn't been."
Yeah, where you been at, girl?
Where's she been? So she did this special on your body shame and weight loss shame and all of this shame. And she's on Ozempic, or she's on one of them, right? And so she wanted to do an expose on what the drugs are for, what the drugs actually do, what are the side effects, what are the consequences, what is it doing to you metabolically, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she had these doctors on, and I hadn't really done a deep dive, right? Like I've read, first of all, I have do it, don't do it. As long as a doctor is prescribing it for you and watching you, like it's a medication that is now designed. They are designing these drugs to help people lose and manage weight. Like I see zero problem with it. The problem that I had originally when this started was people were lying about it. No, I don't do that. I don't do that. And then 30 pounds later, you're looking at them and they're like, oh, this was all from the gym. And then a month later, it comes out, oh, I'm really sorry, I lied. I've been taking this medication. Like, whatever. Just tell people what you're doing if that's what you want to do. Whatever. Right. Point is, I don't give a fuck. If you're on it, if you're not on it, if you do it, if you don't do it, it's none of my business. But it is now being categorized as a drug for weight loss, metabolic support and health and all of these things. So I'm watching Oprah talk about this. And the doctors that she had on, it was very interesting. If you have an interest in hearing about it or listening to what they're talking about, and your statement is exactly the reason that they started looking at this medication, because you've got two kids, right? Completely different body types, makeups, metabolic rates, very close in age, genetic makeups that are very close, right? They have to be 50%. So, because they're siblings. And the metabolic rate that each child has is completely different. So how do you manage that when one's metabolic rate really wants to hold on to every ounce of something that comes in and then not expend that, whereas the other, it's just in and out and gone, and it's like it just burns off of them.
Right.
And they talk about that, how they've now categorized obesity as a disease, just like alcoholism or mental illness or kidney disease or liver disease, because of the way people's metabolisms are so different, and that affects obviously your weight gain, how much muscle mass you can build, how quickly you can either drop weight or gain weight, all of these things. And, you know, Oprah, you know, I mean, I love Oprah. I think she does a great job, but I think it was really important for her to do this special because she's struggled publicly with her weight since she became an on-camera news anchor, right? And she's not been shy about how she's done it. She's done crash diet. She's done everything, right? And she says the thing that she loved about, I think it was Ozempic. You'll have to watch it. I don't know which one she's on. But she said it actually in her brain quieted the urge, the voice that was telling her to go get a snack. She didn't have it. It wasn't happening. And so she was starting to eat on a regular schedule and eating, and she would get full, right? And she's like, I feel full. She goes, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that doesn't mean that I don't want to have a bagel, but I only eat half a bagel. I don't eat three bagels or, you know, whatever. She's like, I have that. I don't deprive myself of things. And so, yeah. And Sylvia makes a point. A lot of medications start out as being for one thing, like diabetes or whatever, and they end up realizing that they have really positive impacts in other spaces. So I think that this drug, when used under a physician's care and done it managed appropriately, could be such a game changer for people in order to stabilize that metabolic process, help them get weight under control, make better choices food-wise, and, you know, because it still has to, like everything else, be accompanied by a proper diet and exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we haven't figured that out yet, our bodies do need a proper diet and exercise. That doesn't mean you can't sit on the couch and have, a slice of key lime pie for dessert or whatever. Nobody's saying you shouldn't do, you know, those other things. But I found her special the most interesting take on shame, obesity, weight loss, and the way they're using that drug in order to and the stories from the people who took it and the dramatic, you know, these weight loss stories and how they said they got through it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was very empowering. And I thought, like, wow, this really clears up a lot of the myths of the stigma surrounding that. Because you hit the nail on the head when you said it, like everybody's body is so different. So metabolic rate is something that you can't control.
Right.
I can't control it. You can't control it. Oprah can't control it. You cannot control your own metabolic rate.
Oh.
What?
I just realized there's something we haven't discussed.
What?
Did you know that maybe we have discussed it. I got a gym membership.
Oh, yes. And I, because you, we were texting. You called me a whore. And you're like, don't bother me. I'm in the sauna. And right. I was so proud of you. And then I saw your post on Instagram about tips and tricks for getting the soreness out.
Yes.
And so that soreness that you're having is lactic acid buildup in your muscles.
Okay.
And so you have to get the lactic acid out by stretching, sort of, you know what's massages, great way to get the lactic
Say
acid
less.
Out. Drinking a lot of water. You have to stay super hydrated. Banana a day.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Bananas have so many carbs.
Okay. So then look for something else that has a lot of potassium. Because okay. Potassium is another way to fight that lactic acid buildup.
Okay.
But yeah, you're doing great. So how is it going? Are you guys keeping each other accountable?
We are. Yep. So we've gone together. One of the girls works during the day, and so she can't come till 3 on some days. And so like yesterday, I went by myself because I couldn't go during the times that they were going. So I just went by myself, and I was so proud of myself. And I usually get really embarrassed and self-conscious and think everybody's looking at me. This is stupid. I'm not using this machine right. But I just stopped caring and just did it, even if it's wrong. And it feels so good. The sauna's been a game changer for me.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I'm obsessed with sitting in the sauna before and after.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed. And it's like not like a get naked one. You go in there with your clothes for just like a couple of minutes.
Now, and have you tried it both ways, before and after?
Yeah. And I go before and after.
Okay, you do. Okay, because I'm also wondering, because that could probably help ease that too, because that heat is going to – if you stretch right after that, I think that will help with your muscle soreness too. Because your muscles are good and warm, so kind of just stretch them.
Yeah, I'm doing something very different than I usually do. I'm doing weight training instead of cardio. I usually do cardio, and I want to die by day 2, and I give up. But weight training is something that's always interested in me. I love, like, I used to arm wrestle all the boys. I used to do weightlifting in high school. Something about proving how strong I can be really pulls me. And I don't know if it's because I'm a bigger person. I don't know if it's because I consider myself like a more masculine female than most, probably. Not most, but out of all the people that I know. So anyway, to me, getting ripped up is exciting. The idea of getting really strong. And that's the thing that keeps me going back is like, oh my God, what if I get muscles? What if I get muscles? I've never had like this where you flex and there's muscles. I've never had it. But the idea of that being a thing keeps me going.
Yeah. And you know, building up that your muscles and doing those weight training exercises is actually super beneficial to your bone health. Because as we age, we have to actually increase the amount of weight training we do to fight osteoporosis. If you didn't know that. So that's good.
I think I have multiple sclerosis.
No, you don't have multiple sclerosis.
I think I do.
Oh God. And when did the doctor tell you that?
Well, the doctor hasn't said that specifically yet, but remember when Dave,
what are you doing?
Is he trying to make out right now? What is he doing?
I don't know what he's doing, but he's looking at you.
Dave, that's so creepy. As much I like your face, though. Hello.
Who's the guest bodybuilder?
Oh,
he's so stupid. I'm so bad.
Okay. Could you
tell him I said thank you?
Tiffany says thank you.
So hear me out. When all this health stuff was going on, you know, you Google, like, what does it mean if you're losing circulation in your legs and they're turning purple and what, blah, blah, blah. And then so all day, every day, my muscles still spaz all up and down my legs randomly all throughout the day from the bottoms of my feet all the way up to my thighs. Just they constantly spark, whatever you call it. It feels like they're electric. Mm-hmm. And every now and then it feels like there's ice cold water running down my legs. And it's so random and freaky. So I Googled it and MS keeps popping up every time I Google one of my weird ass symptoms.
But didn't you see the rheumatologist?
Yeah, but they didn't test me for MS.
How do you test for it?
I don't know. I haven't gotten that far. But
do you have a follow-up with them?
I just had my follow-up and basically they don't think I have any autoimmune diseases. My ANA, I took two, I guess, and one of them was positive. Okay. Look at my legs, Meredith. It looks like I'm wearing white stockings. That's so embarrassing. One of them was positive. One of them was negative, but it was a very low positive. So they're like, you probably don't have celiac or lupus. But I don't know. So I've kind of given up on that. Anyway, I'm not trying to make fun of it or like downplay it or whatever, but I really am interested to see if I have that. You should get Botox in your pits.
I know. It's so bad.
It's not that bad. It's very normal, but I know how it makes you feel, and Botox could fix it.
So I'll be really honest about something that I recently thought I was going to do. Well, I didn't know if I was going to do it or not, but I thought about it and went as far as to make an appointment.
Okay.
So recently I'll be 44 this year and things have started to sag quite a bit. And I don't know if like this past year, there's a reason why it's just gravity or that I am just getting older, but things have sagged and deflated to a point of like when I look in the mirror, it just makes me feel gross.
Okay.
So because you can actually count the ribs on my chest. Right? Like you could literally just count, be like 1, 2, 3, all the way down to where the rest of the rib cage is. And there's nothing there, right? Like I have no meat.
I've seen your boobs.
Yeah. So I have.
They're great.
They're terrible. And
they're not.
And they've gotten worse. They started to sag to where you can see the pec muscle. like that's on the side.
Just show us.
And then, you know, the cockeyed nipples from breastfeeding and everything. And then the only breast tissue that I have left has cysts in it. So there, and they need to be drained, which is kind of scary because I'm like, if that's giving any volume, should we drain them?
Right. Maybe we leave them.
But the problem is they hurt. Right? Like they hurt. The cysts physically hurt. So it's like they do need to be drained. They tried to drain them last year and I wouldn't let them because the needle's like this big.
Mm.
So I was like, no, I'm good. But they have to be because they hurt. And then I thought, what if they deflate these cysts and then it literally just pancakes flatter?
Right.
And so I made an appointment for a consult for breast augmentation.
Yes, bitch.
And so I was like, and when I say that, I mean, like a barely B, like a barely, because I'm an A, maybe a double A. Like it's very, very, there's nothing there. There's nothing except my cysts.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they've started to sag so bad and come off of the muscle because So you now, when I stand in the mirror, you can see my pec muscle up here and then you just see this like weird lump. And they're just super unattractive and they're gross and I hate them. And it's always been a thing that I've hated about my body. But I was like, there's no reason to spend money or have a surgery over this. I'd be the lady that died on the table, right? Like it would, or I'd be the one that had the problem. But then I finally was like, I'll go, I'm going to get a consult. And so I tell Dave last night, I'm like, I got a consult. I'm going in Monday. Do you want to come? And the anger that he expressed was so, he didn't yell, but he was so angry. And he's like, no, I absolutely refuse to support this. I will not in any way, shape, or form be involved in this. I will not go to a visit. I will not help you if you have surgery.
We need to call his ass in here because
it's like, no. And so he's like, cancel the consult.
No, Meredith, it's your body.
And he said, you are a person who's allergic to everything on the planet. You went and got lip filler. Your lips blew up like the Kardashians.
Okay. He's looking at it from a health standpoint.
He's like, you'll get these implants. Your body will reject them. You'll have some weird implant disease within a week. Then they'll have to be removed. You'll end up with one uniboob. Then it'll just be like this. And he went down this rabbit hole. And I was like, I just want to not look in the mirror and see my pec muscles separated from my tiny droopy tots. And he's like, no, there's absolutely nothing wrong with the way that you look. I like everything about the way you look. I like everything about your boobs. I like everything. He's like, I can't support this. I want you to cancel the consult. So the first thing I had to do this morning was call and cancel before the 48 hours. And, you know, they charge you for an office visit if you don't cancel. So I canceled and I'm trying to realize or think if I, because first of all, I don't have the money. I don't need to put this on a credit card and make payments on boobs because that's stupid. But it was the first time that I was so insecure that I reached out to try to physically alter, like seriously, with like a surgery. Like I Botox, right? Like I have no problem shooting botulism into my forehead. Like, shoot me up. I love it. I love not having those lines. But I mean like going the extra mile to be like, I want you to cut me with a knife and alter the way I look. So it was interesting for me to be sort of in that spot and be like, it's time for you to get on board with realizing that this is only going to get worse and this is what it looks like and you have to be okay with it. So I don't know what that means, but I'm just being honest on here because I tell you guys everything. And part of me was really excited to be like, I'll get to wear a shirt and look like something other than a 12-year-old boy. And then I was like, I guess I'm not. So then Dave was like, just put socks in your bra.
Do you want my opinion, or are you just sharing a story and we're just listening?
Oh, you can give your opinion.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm the wrong person to have this conversation with because I have altered my body in many ways. Cosmetically, I have had a breast reduction, a tummy tuck, and something else. And it has changed my life. And it is a lifetime of insecurity was improved with this. An entire lifetime of insecurity was improved. Is it dangerous? Yes. Could I afford it? No. But while I respect Dave always and Dave's opinion always, if you want to fucking get titties, get titties. You work really hard. And if it'll make you feel better, then you get them. In my opinion, like, I love that he loves you the way you are. That would boost my confidence tenfold to hear my man say that, like, adamant, no, I love your body the way it is. But you're the one who has to walk around with it forever. And so I think that you, I don't know, I think you should have at least done the consult.
Well, it's tough because he's not wrong with the medical side of it.
The medical side, I can see. That's his only saving grace, because I was going to lay the hammer down, but he's not wrong about that.
Well, yeah, it's not like anything that I've had done has been easy, especially the last 10 years, right? Like,
and he knows that because he's there day in and day out.
Yeah.
So let me also state that. But I'm just saying, for him to be like, no, and then you to be like, the first thing I had to do today was cancel. You didn't have to. Because he said it, you know, and I think that you should clarify that.
I didn't have to, but I feel like we're a team. And so I have to respect a teammate's decision. And so that's why I canceled, because I respect. And I also, I don't think he's wrong. Like, I'm the kind of person that'd be like, roll the dice and see. And like, maybe it'll work out this time. And he's like, no, it's not going to work out. We've seen multiple times where it's not worked out in our favor. You know, you've struggled.
I was just going to say, and then if you did get it done and something happened, instead of being supportive, he'd be like, I told you so.
Yeah. Well, because it's true. Like, I mean, I've had 7 surgeries in the last 10 years. And, you know, a couple of them had pretty significant complications. And those were just like needed surgeries, right? Like, I had to have these surgeries done. And a couple of them had some pretty intense complications. And it's not like anytime I have a surgery, we get better news when it's done, right? Like, they remove the ovary and they're like, hey, good thing you took out that ovary. You had cancer-causing cysts. Oh, okay. Like, it's not like they're ever like, oh, this went beautifully and things are great. Like, there's always some other problem.
So it's mostly health. His reasoning is mostly health, not because he likes your boobs the way they are and doesn't want
to. Probably. I'm sure he wouldn't mind a nice set of knockers, right? Like, I think they're attractive and pretty to look at, right? Like, boobs are pretty. So I think that it would be nice to have a pair, because I've never had any. So I think part of me is like, you always want what you don't have. But he's not wrong that it would probably go wrong and cause problems. So,
but wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it what?
I don't know. I just feel like that's something you could bring up at the consult.
Yeah, I mean, I could have, but it's, you know, and I'm not saying that I'm putting this to bed forever. I might change my mind in a little bit. Maybe it's just also not the appropriate time to be worrying about this, because we are super strapped. Like, I do not need to use a credit card to go and do this.
I'm trying to get a BBL.
I'm sorry?
I'm trying to get a BBL.
You want to put butt implants in?
No, a BBL. I want them to suck fat out of my back.
What?
And then put it lower into my crack.
They do that?
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to suggest a fat transfer for your boobies, but I feel like that's a very risky surgery in itself. Fat transfer, so risky, so risky. Look it up. It's like people die all the time.
Oh, then you can't do it.
I can.
No.
But I won't. I won't. I won't. I won't. I'm going to try to do it at the gym. I'm going to try. I'm going to see. I would love to, though. It's my biggest insecurity. Every single outfit that I wear has to be carefully curated to not show my behind.
I've also seen your behind, and I don't see your problem with it. But
thank you. It's very disproportionate to the rest of my body. I've got, you know, I'm built like... I don't want to make the same joke I always make, but it's the best way to give a visual representation of it, which is a pickle on two toothpicks.
Jesus.
It is. That's what it's like. My legs are teeny, amazing. The trunk, the arms, everything else. It's like the bottom half of my body is meant for somebody else. And I hate it.
Well, I think that it's good that we talk about these things so honestly, and because I don't think we're alone in having these feelings. I think that if, you know, you are thinking about doing one of these surgeries or having something done, that you do obviously make sure you've got a great surgeon and you feel like you're prepared to do that and you're in really good health and your body can handle it. I don't.
And even then, you could die.
I mean, that's the whole thing is like, and even then you never know what the outcome is. I mean, and that's why it's also kind of silly because like I have to go in for an endoscopy, right? Cause my heartburn has been so bad again. And so I'm a little bit worried that my, fundo surgery has failed. So we have to check it cause it's been 10 years. And, even then I get a little worried cause they put you to sleep. So I'm always like, oh, I hope this mm-hmm. isn't the last time I take a nap. If so, it'll probably be a pretty good one. And, you know, so you worry about that. But then it's like, but I would be willing to go in for and be under for hours just to put in boobs. Like, that doesn't make sense.
At least it does.
Yeah. So anyway, but I just...
That's what we should call a fundo surgery. Not the other thing. We should call getting boobies fundo surgeries.
It's going to be so fundo, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. But I will say, as somebody who has had their body reconstructed, so to speak, the insecurity doesn't go away with the surgery. It moves to another place.
Mm.
And it always will.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I was for a good stretch, I was fine with the way that they looked. And I think that it's just more the aging and what the gravity does and the pull does.
Well, you've lost weight too.
I lost a little bit of weight. I mean, not like a lot of weight. I lost a little bit of weight. And that was just, and that was because I've started hormone replacement therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've balanced out my hormones to be in a really, really good spot, which also shifts. Which is also something that we don't have control over. Like you have to either supplement or take medication for those, but that also changes your metabolism.
Right.
So that increased my metabolism because I added testosterone in and my body is like, we got things to do. And it just mm-hmm. starts to want to move more. And it's great because I thought I had energy before. I have fucking energy for days on end now. It's like, I assume a light version of meth. I don't know. I've never done it, but it just gives me energy to like, just go, 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 go. And so it's been nice to be able to kind of balance, you know, and the doctor that I have is great because they, everything is sort of mixed in the vial and I just have to take my shot and it's great.
I'm jealous.
Well, did you ever end up having your hormones checked?
I think so.
In those panels, they did your estradiol, testosterone, free testosterone.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they did that and that everything's okay.
Okay, well, that's good.
I could be wrong, though. Do you know what test that would be on?
It's literally called a hormone panel, and they're grouped together on your labs where it will say, like...
Metabolic panel.
No, it's not your metabolic panel.
Oh, then I don't think I've had it done.
It's literally a hormone slot that says, like, FSA, FHSA, T... free testosterone, testosterone.
No, I haven't had it done.
Yeah. See, that is a great panel to have too, because that's also going to tell you all of those numbers. And like I said, mine was just not, I had like none. I had nine. And you are supposed to have.
Oh, TSH?
TSH?
Yeah, yeah, it's right here. Mine are all good.
That's thyroid. That's thyroid.
T4 free?
That's thyroid.
Isn't that what you just said, though?
No, I said FSA.
Oh.
But thyroid, they usually test your thyroid, too.
My thyroid's fine.
Yeah, it's not. That's your thyroid, which is good.
Anyways, but yeah, whatever.
But you could always request to have your hormone panel done, and it would be great if they did that for you.
Who do I request that from?
Your OB. When you go back in to talk about your other problem.
Oh, it's at the OB.
Yeah, you can ask them for a hormone panel.
Okay, I'll ask them for a hormone panel.
Just so you know, because you're what? How old are you this year?
15.
Sweet. What is this? This is 24. So you're 39.
I'm 38, bitch.
But you're gonna be 39.
I mean, if you want to get technical, fine.
I did. That's when saying how old are you going to be? Wait. Is.
Estradiol deal?
Yeah, what's your
FSH? Estradiol? Did you say FSH?
Yeah.
Yeah, bitch. I had this done. When was this? Oh, girl. 2022.
Okay.
My result is 4.3.
I wouldn't know what they are. Are they showing in range?
I don't know, dude.
But here's the good thing. You have a base level. So if you go and do this now, they can see if it's moved.
Oh, yeah. They did it. Testosterone. Yeah.
What was your testosterone?
12.4.
That's not fantastic.
This was back in 2022.
What was your...
My sex hormone, bind globin?
Yeah.
43. The normal range is 18 to 144. My testosterone is 1.79. The range is 0.77 to 9.30.
Yeah, you're not great. Your testosterone.
It says my results are normal.
Your results are low. Your testosterone is low.
I find that really hard to believe because my voice is so deep.
Listen, your testosterone is considered suboptimal. I can tell you that just on those results.
So what do I do?
You could run another panel and you could talk about testosterone.
Okay.
But mine was 0.09 to your 1.7, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they considered me basement low.
Damn.
So you weren't that far off from me.
Okay.
So I would say you're suboptimal for sure.
All right. So I'm afraid to do testosterone though, because I already feel so manly, Meredith.
That's not the same. It's not the same thing. That's not what's going to happen to you. Do I look more manly? I've been on it now for 25 weeks, 26
no.
weeks. No. It's not like I get into the gym and I'm lifting, 50 pound dumbbells. At most now I've gotten up to 15 pound dumbbells when I do my presses. It's not like that. It's actually just balancing my mood. It has helped with my anxiety. It has helped with
I'm calling them as soon as we're done.
So I'm just saying that there's, it's definitely, because you have to remember, when that number increases, it's going to level out the estradiol and kind of take things into where they should be, a balance.
Okay.
So anyway, all right. Well, we went long today.
No, not really.
No?
105. All right. Well, we love you so much, everybody. Make sure to join us next week for another episode of Take It
or Leave It, an advice-ish podcast hosted by two struggling moms
who have no idea what we're doing.
We'll see you guys next time.
Love you. Bye.